Dhamma story.
Once upon a time, there was a man who lived a totally normal life in a little village somewhere in India. Every day he would go for work. Every day he would come back from work. Every day he would go to sleep. Every day he would get up again. Every day he would talk nonsense again. Every day he used to eat again. Every day he used to go to his work in the field again. Every day he made a lunch break. Every day it was the same food. Every day it were the same people. The story continues for one day like this. But we will make it short. Then, one day he thought, this is a boring life. I don't want to live like this. Working, working, working. Wasting my time. So in the evening he took some stones from the field, and he didn't go to the people whom he met every day to talk every day nonsense after his work. No, he took the stones and he worked on the stones. Then he looked, and something like a little elephant had appeared. He had worked the stone, and then he made an elephant. He knew, I want to make elephants. And therefore, he went every day to the field, and he made elephants. They were so beautiful that the king of the country heard about them and came to view these elephants. They seemed to walk. They seemed to sweat. They seemed to even make noises. Boop, boop, boop. They were such beautiful elephants. The king said, Farmer, these elephants are so wonderful. I give you half of my kingdom if you can teach me to make such elephants. Farmer said, My dear Magister, it's very simple. Making elephants is my human, and earning like this is my human dharma. You can have one for free. But I will tell you how to make the perfect elephant. It's only, I need two sentences to tell you. You take the stone, and then you take everything away which is non-elephant. Then you have the perfect elephant. So this is also how to take the Dharma, find your Dharma. Your life is like a big piece of stone. It's not very clear. So many things are there. This interest, that interest, this desire, and so on. You need to now identify what is your elephant. And then you take everything away which is not elephant. I think those of us who had the tremendous good fortune to meet Srila Prabhupada and to understand this Krishna conscious movement a little bit. We know what is the elephant. It's very simple. We don't need to be very mental about it. Service to Krishna. This is why the human form of life has been given. The human form of life has not been given to us that we try to enjoy like the animals also try to enjoy, the birds and the bees and the so on. It's a something, service to Krishna. What our service is? Well, for that we go to a dear servant of Krishna and ask him. That's why we have a guidance. He will talk to us and he will tell us, and when we do it, we will find this is very good. This is very nice. I can find myself in it. Service is the elephant. Service to Krishna, and how to do it, we need some guidance. This is my little Dharma story.
Right.
Does it help? It's a thought. You can take the thought and think about it when you go to bed. Right? But now I don't want to keep you any longer. Now, good night, and see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.